I'm Taylor.
Hi, I'm Marie. And today we will be reading you The Berenstain Bears
Go to Camp, written by Stan and Jan Berenstain. And when you hear this noise, you know it's time to turn the page. Let's begin.
The Berenstain Bears Go to Camp.
It was the last day of school and the beginning of vacation. That wonderful time when little bears could sit around doing absolutely nothing. Brother Bear and Sister Bear shouted goodbye to Teacher Jane and hopped onto the bus for the happy trip home.
"Well," said Mama Bear after a day or so of vacation, "are you enjoying sitting around doing nothing?"
"It's great," said Sister.
"Absolutely," said Brother.
"There's just one trouble with it," added Sister. "There's nothing to do."
"Here, take a look at this," said Mama as she reached for something that could come in the mail.
This is what it looked like. "Tired of sitting around doing nothing? Come to Grizzly Bob's Day Camp. Summer fun for cubs of all ages.
Swimming, canoeing, arts and crafts, sports and games, nature study, fully supervised. And don't forget our exciting overnight campfire powwow and sleep out." Some of the things looked interesting, but brother wondered what fully supervised meant, and sister wasn't so sure about the overnight sleep out. It sounded a little scary.
"Where is the camp?" said sister.
"Not far," answered mom.
"How will we get there?" brother wanted to know.
"A bus will come for you in the morning and brings you home in the afternoon."
"Sounds a little like school," said brother.
"We'll think about it," said the cubs, and went back to doing nothing. Well, not exactly nothing.
They picked a few wildflowers,
chased a few butterflies,
and thought about it.
"Mama, could we try Grizzly Bob's Day Camp just to see what it's like?" they asked.
"Of course," said Mama.
A couple mornings later, brother and sister were in camp shorts and t-shirts, waiting when their bus came.
It didn't look much like the school bus.
And Grizzly Bob didn't look much like Teacher Jane.
And the camp didn't look anything like school.
Grizzly Bob had built his camp beside a lake at the end of the forest. There was log buildings, a flagpole flying the camp flag, a big bulletin board with the camp rules. There certainly were a lot of rules. Some interesting paths, a roped-in place to swim. There was even a big red canoe.
Bob had made name tags for the cubs. "Your campmates now, so you better get to know each other," he said.
Then he took them on a tour of the camp. There was an office with a desk where he did his paperwork, and a first aid corner full of band-aids and things for cuts and bruises.
There was a rec hall to go in when it rained. Rec was short for recreation.
There was a picnic place and a barbecue pit where they roasted their hot dogs for lunch. Sister burned hers a little bit, but she traded with another cub who liked burnt hot dogs.
Oh, Bob announced that after lunch they would all climb up Spook Hill to the very top of Skull Rock and have special place where they would have their end of camp powwow and sleep out. It was quite a climb.
That evening, Mama and Papa Bear were eager to know how the cubs liked camp. "It was okay," said Brother, "but they sure had a lot of rules." It was all right," agreed Sister. "They sure have plenty of band-aids and stingy stuff for cuts."
But they were both thinking about Skull Rock and the end of camp sleepover.
Especially Sister.
The second day was different. Brother had a great day. He passed the swimming test and was allowed to ride the canoe. sister didn't have such a good day. She played dodgeball, and some of the cubs threw pretty hard.
The third day, sister had fun. She got a star for a birch picture frame she made in arts and crafts, but brother hurt his knee in the wheelbarrow race.
The fourth day, both of them had fun.
And every day after that, so much fun that they forgotten about the Skull Rock and sleep out.
Almost. Papa found the sleeping bags that he used when he and Mama went on their honeymoon. When the camp bus came on the morning of the big night, brother and sister were ready, sort of.
The climb up Spook Hill wasn't so hard this time. Even with backpacks, the cubs were strong and tough from their summer of camping. Tomorrow would be field day, the last day of camp when their parents would come to watch their games and contests and see awards given out. But for now, all the cubs could think about was the big sleep out.
It was just beginning to get dark when they reached Small Rock.
Grizzly Ball built a campfire. Then he went into a small cave. When he came out, he was dressed in a beautiful Indian costume. Then the cubs sat in a semicircle, and the powwow began.
Bob told them old Indian legends of great animal spirits, the story of great grizzly as big as a mountain, the soaring eagle who filled the sky, and the mighty salmon whose colors made a rainbow.
As Bob told all the old stories, the cubs could almost see the wonderful creatures in the firelit smoke as it curled up into the night sky.
After the powwow, they had cocoa and honey bread. Then they curled up in their sleeping bags as soon as they were all fast asleep, even sister.
The next day, brother and sister did very well in the field game day games and contest.
Brother had won a trophy for finishing the second in a dash, and sister had got medals for her dead bear's float and her bead belt. It was almost the end of summer. School would be starting in a couple of weeks. "Well," asked Papa, "did you like camp?" "It was great," said brother, hugging his trophy.
"It was great," agreed sister, wearing her medals proudly. "But you know something. After Grizzly Bob's day camp, school will be like a vacation."
The end.
Thank you for listening to The Berenstain Bears Go to Camp, written by Stan and Jan Berenstain. And once again, I'm Taylor.
And I'm Marie. Goodbye.
Bye.